have dreams, but I have reality. Welcome to the podcast. I am Captain Conan here with my co-host.
Is it recording?
It just barely started recording.
Oh.
Yeah. It only caught the end of what I said there.
Okay. It's like...
Here with my co-host, a big fan of military action, Daddy Dalton. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Let's do it. Send in the bombs, you know.
Whoa, dude. Easy there, Vault-Tec. All right? I guess you just finished the show.
Yes, finally. You did?
I finished it finally. We finished it last night.
Dude, I can't wait. Dude, okay. Oh, I don't think you understand the significance. Okay, spoiler alerts.
If you haven't seen the show or you want to get the knowledge of the video games, you're going to have to tune out for a little bit.
Yeah, just zone out. Just don't listen. Dude, I've been looking forward to talking about this with you for so long. Dude, what do you think of the ending? Okay? When he crests the hill and there it is, dude, New Vegas.
First of all, I had to like understand what that was, right? Because I don't have the background of
Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. There's the significance with the game Fallout New Vegas, right?
Yeah, did you look into the lore of that?
I have not yet. So I was saving that. Right? I was like, where should I start? Where should I go?
So there's three different factions, three different main factions, okay?
Major factions, yeah.
Yeah. There's Caesar's Legion, which is essentially a bunch of, like, he's basically this guy who gathered up a bunch of, like, nomadic tribes, and he, like, kept, like, building up his army, and he based it off of, like, Roman theology and stuff. Like, Roman, not theology, but, like, organized it based off of Romans. And like
a Roman similar, caste system.
Yeah, similar values and stuff like that.
I like
it's like
I like it.
Like melee combat stuff. And basically he overwhelms his like enemies, right? There's the NCR, which you know about.
The NCR is what? Is that the Brotherhood?
That's the New California Republic.
Okay. Okay, I understand that.
So that's the people who got, essentially, it was Shady Sands. They got nuked.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Which, dude, that alone, I don't think you understand how big of a, when you find out that the last bit of the NCR is, like, what the Brotherhood basically wrecks.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, because like in.
Nice one, Brotherhood.
In the game, New Vegas, they're like a major power on the West Coast.
Oh, the NCR is, huh?
Yeah. Like, wow. They have power armor. They have vertibirds, dude. Like, they got all
like
this stuff.
The storyline is like dovetailing after the game.
Yeah. So it's supposed to take place after Fallout 4, which is the most recent one. The thing is like, you don't really know what happened after New Vegas either, because there's three different endings. Oh, and the third power is Mr. House, dude. Now,
it's not the Brotherhood, huh?
No. The Brotherhood is like a small portion. They're like basically the Mojave chapter of the Brotherhood is like super insignificant, dude.
Oh.
Like they don't take any outside recruits. And so they're basically just like stuck in this old system that they had where they're just basically waiting to die out.
Right.
And it's freaking sick, dude.
It's freaking sick.
Because. The this is the part that in the show I freaked out on, because there's this guy, Mr. House, dude, and he looks like old school, like think of what's that show where they say old boy all the time? He's like Great Gatsby.
Okay, gotcha.
Like mustache, like kind of like collared shirt, like you
yeah,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, he's like the owner of Robco Industries. And you don't realize it. You probably didn't recognize this. But, dude, when they have, like, the Vault-Tec, like, council of all the major companies, Robco Industries is one of them. And when it showed Robco, I specifically was, like, thinking about it in the game or while I was watching it. I was like, if he doesn't look like Mr. House, I'll be pissed. Dude, spitting image of Mr. House. And I was like, yes! Because that means that the faction... In New Vegas, the third faction is Mr. House, dude. He created before the world like blew up.
Yeah.
He created like all these like high powered lasers and stuff around Vegas so that he'd preserve Vegas. And he has like this like army of robots that he like secured in an underground bunker. they were awaiting a software update, and basically all of New Vegas is you trying to get the software update and deciding which faction is going to take power. The problem is canonized, you don't know which one does. And it sounds like Mr. House won, unless the Legion somehow won, which would also be pretty dang cool.
All right, so is it pretty true to form then in the game, like the fact that it really seems like Vault Tech, right, as a company, is like, we just want everyone else to die, essentially, so that we can out-survive them. It sounds like the Hank McClain, right, dropped the bomb on the NCR.
Yeah. And I think he was just angry about it. I think he just wanted his wife back, right? I think he's a bottom feeder, dude.
Well, he's a replica, likely. He's a replicant of whatever. Is that what they were showing in, you know, the Buds? He's got all these, you know.
No, they were cryo-frozen. So they're the same people.
Oh, they're the same people.
Yeah. They just froze them. So they basically took all these CEOs and they were like, we're going to make you guys all leaders. And they trained them all up, basically put them on the business course and put them in cryo chambers. So, and then they unfreeze one at a time to be the leader.
Mm. And so it looked like Hank McClain was going towards what? Fall, like New Vegas, in order to what? Take it out?
I'm assuming meet up with Mr. House, dude. Mr. House is still alive in Vegas.
But are they aligned?
Well, it sounded like, I mean, during the little council thing when they're talking about which...
Maybe 200 years earlier they were aligned, but maybe not anymore. That's what
I'm
saying.
I don't know, dude, but I'm excited that they're going to bring in Vegas, dude. It makes me happy. Because New Vegas is one of the cooler games. I've also heard rumors that, because it was developed by Obsidian, Bethesda contracted out to Obsidian, and I've heard rumors that since the show everyone loved it, they're contracting out to Obsidian again to possibly make another game.
Yeah, no, Bethesda Studios particularly released a bunch of announcements that they're looking for new ways to expedite development. Because they've had such, and you described this to me recently, but like the timelines for their production of games is like way, way far out.
Yeah, so they're basically Vault Tech that way.
They're Vault Tech.
They're like, we're just going to outlast them.
We're going to outlast them, dude. Okay, the ghoul?
Bethesda is Vault Tech, just so we're clear.
Bethesda is Vault Tech. Cooper Howard, you know, the ghoul, pretty much the coolest character in the show, though.
Yes, like, dude.
The coolest character.
100%. Street thug, dude.
Also, the fact that, like, you know, he's got this amalgamy of, like, anti-hero vibes because, you know, he was a good person. They're showing him being a good person before, right? And then he's a war vet. That's pretty cool. He used to use those suits, right? He's like, I know weakness in these suits.
There's so many callbacks that are so sick, dude. Like,
no problem with how easily he was able to just dismantle those guys in the suits with a clean shot.
That was a little bit annoying, but I'm also just like, whatever, dude. Whatever. Like, I get, because so he fought in the Battle of Anchorage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, so the Chinese came, it was the last oil preserve, like, on the world. Like, they were pumping oil out of Alaska. Mm. And so China came in, took it over, and we took it back from them.
Wow.
And he was in that battle, dude. And I shouldn't know all this. I should know actual American history, but I know this.
No, it's okay. And the effect is the same, right? The effect is the same. The government's not great.
Yeah.
They're not morally upstanding people. When you say, like, you were the good guys, they're the bad guys, like, there's not a lot of good in war. You know what I mean?
Dude, I've been studying Fallout for years, knowing that eventually it would pay off.
And today it has. It has. Great. Just great stuff.
It's so good, dude. I can't wait for the second season. I've heard that they're making one, at least.
Yeah, I love the sci-fi-esque conceptions of the future based on, like, Fallout/apocalyptic themes. Like, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very dystopian, and I love it.
It's super fun.
Yeah, dude.
But good overall rating of it?
Yeah, fantastic. No complaints whatsoever.
Would you recommend watching it with your significant other that's possibly a girl?
That depends. That depends on what type of preferences they have. I was hampered in my rate of speed because of that facet. But, you know, it's just, it's gory, right?
It's pretty gory. Yeah, and they talk about some interesting things.
There's some cusses, there's some swears, so content warning for sure. But it's, you know, good time overall. I loved it.
It's Mother's Day.
It's Dia de los Madres, and a shout out to all the mothers. Take care of your mothers.
Happy, it's your day.
It's your day.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, and but
do
tomorrow,
that, not do that what you will. Yeah. Yeah.
So think about it. Take advantage of what you can.
Dude, I've got some news. All right.
Is it good news or bad news?
Well, you tell me. You're the one in the dating market. Okay.
Okay. Well, that makes me a little bit nervous.
All right. I feel like it's kind of funny. Okay. It's basically this right here. This is a clip from a news article. Women on Bumble no longer have to make the first move. As dissatisfaction with the online dating grows, the app that put women in control is shifting course. And this is a selection from it. Over the years, Bumble received feedback from women who found that making the first move was a lot of work or a burden.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's the whole point of that app.
That was the whole premise of the app, was that only contact could be initiated on the premise of the female initiating it after they'd matched. But how the tables have turned.
How crazy is that, dude? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, you're going to download the one dating app that makes it so that you have to message first, and you're going to say that it's an inconvenience and leave a review? That's how bad it is?
Yeah, so it's pretty clear what the preference is, like, ideally, right? I know that we hear a lot in culture that, like, girls are like, don't approach me in public, right? But I think, I think that the tide is kind of turned where people realize, like, no, that actually would be refreshing in the right context. And the only reasons they don't like it is when they don't like the guy, right?
Yes, and we have conducted numerous studies, me and you. And
yes, in our studies, what have we found, Dalton? Tell them the data.
It's creepy unless they're cute.
It's creepy unless they're cute. There could be something entirely creepy that would be viewed as cute, right?
Yeah.
The guy just has to be hot enough. Maybe he kills someone for you, but if he's hot enough, you're like, he likes me.
I saw this thing on, I don't know, some TikTok or something. It was like talking about Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. He's like, the bad guys in Hallmark movies are actually really good guys.
Yeah, I sent that to you.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah.
No, I was dying laughing at that because it's so true. I didn't
he's
think
productive. He's and his girl's having a midlife crisis, goes to a small town, totally has like a pseudo affair, and he's just like, okay, I want you to be happy, right?
Hey, wish you the best. He doesn't. The only reason that it doesn't work out between him because he can't drop everything from his responsible job. He's about to make like that $1 million deal that's going to set him up for their life. And
yeah.
He's like doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And some ex of hers rekindles a flame.
Yeah. Some guy who farms bunnies. And the bunny farming life, you know, it's laid back. It's chill. It's, you know.
So ridiculous, dude.
So funny. So I have a question for you in terms of culture. Have you been paying attention to / do you care at all about the Drake Kendrick Lamar rap beef?
Haven't paid attention to it at all. In fact, I think maybe you told me that there was some sort of beef.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have recognized that there was otherwise.
Do you listen to either of those guys? Really?
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know who Kendrick Lamar is.
I think you'd probably hear his most popular song if you heard it.
I'm sure I would. Yeah. I'm sure I'd recognize it. I still don't know who he is.
These guys, you know, they write some. The most hilarious way I've heard it described is like guys that are fighting, so they write mean poetry about each other, which is hilarious,
that's
right?
Because that's and not untrue.
Yeah, besides the fact that you know, they're saying pretty mean things, like accusing each other of being a pedophile and stuff like that. So yeah, so that sounds escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah, sounds pretty fun actually.
And then someone was shot in front of Drake's residence this week. Yeah,
why, who shot him? Like the police or
people don't know. It hasn't been released. There was just somebody Drake was shot.
Drake shot somebody, dude?
Dude, I don't want to report misinformation, but I think...
Hey, man, if somebody's breaking into your house and you get shot, I feel like that's pretty normal.
Participated in a duel, and somebody didn't win the duel.
Dude, how wild would that be?
Dude, I wish duels were a thing. Not to the death, really, but, you know, in...
Like mutual combat?
Yeah, mutual combat. I mean, it is kind of a thing in some states. Yeah. But don't you have to have it supervised, technically?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good
question. There has to be a third-party arbitrator in those. But anyways, really what it is, in my opinion, is it's just, they're just making money, dude. They're making money. Okay? Yeah. And this is how I know they're making money. Because of this. So there is a bundle on Fortnite.
Is that on TikTok? Yeah,
Fortnite. Beef bundle. Yeah, it's on Fortnite. Avatars are now in Fortnite, and it's called the Beef Bundle. And you're telling me these guys aren't making money off this?
100% they're making money
off
it.
They're making so much money. Their plays have gone up, like, you know,
unless they already sold their... Because Drake might have already sold, like, his rights to his,
avatar his likeness. Or something. Hey, maybe.
And then, but even still, the popularity... Dude, if I was a rapper and you were a rapper, I'd start a fake beef with you.
Dude, I would be fake beefing with you. It would be beef tacos, beef burgers.
And then we'd make out, and then start a beef again.
And then we'd have a Fortnite concert where we podcast. Yeah. You know how they do the Fortnite concerts?
Bro,
it's just us podcasting in Fortnite.
It's cool, man. I think Marshmello did a Fortnite concert.
Yeah, Eminem did.
That's legit, dude. Like that, I think that's a pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Then I just have some fun things for you to react to that I really love.
Okay.
Well, there's one that I don't love so much, there's this one meme format that's been going around that I can't help it. I love it so much.
You should slow down.
Yeah. So
you know, there's only
for
two
those who
things.
Can't see. It's a two slide thing, and it's this old painting, which I have to look up and see what it actually is. But it's a guy, he's bearded, and he's kind of like got a questioning look in his eye, and they put something like, I should slow down. And then it gets to the other side panel, which is a continuation of the picture, where there's a skeleton behind him with a claw over his shoulder, giving him opposing rhetoric, saying, you know, there's only two things that stop the noise in that head of yours, and she's not here anymore. It's like, I should slow down. Dude, I have seen so many of these that I just love it, dude. There's one where like, it's like the beginning panel is like, oh, I miss her. And then it goes to the next panel. It's like, yeah, she's headbutting some dude's belt buckle right now, but you miss her. Now back to the squats or like something like that.
Yeah, I actually think I've seen you sent it to me, honestly.
I probably sent tons of them to you. Yeah.
So, I've definitely seen that same format though.
Yeah, let's just hit the music one more time, you know.
Oh, there's music?
Can you hear the music at all now?
No.
Oh, well, good thing we found that out so I can share.
I was like, there's music?
Oh, dude, the music makes it. The music is what makes it.
Dude, I saw this thing on TikTok, and I had to check to see that it was real. Go ahead. Go ahead and show it.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Anyways,
that's true. The music does make that.
Dude,
that
it makes
a lot better.
It makes it a lot better. Yeah. Okay, you go next, and then I'm going to give you the most ridiculous trend that's going around.
And I think this is kind of a good idea. You tell me what you think.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me with it.
This guy sent out, I don't know how he sent it out, but he has a whole website for it now. He basically was going to take a girl on a blind date to Japan.
Oh, Japan. Oh,
the Japanese.
Oh, arigato.
Oh, very dishonorable.
Very dishonorable.
Dude, and he got some girl, and lo and behold, where do you think she's from?
She's from Japan.
No, she's from Utah.
Okay, wait. Did he just pick a random girl to take her?
Yeah, he just took a random girl from like a bunch of DMs, and he just chose some random girl from Utah, apparently. And it just makes me laugh because I was like, how did this pan out? He has like a whole website for it. And I was like, oh, dude.
For the date or for the blind dates in Japan?
For the blind date, for the one date, for like the trip. Because it's not just like a night. Like they get like, they got like hotels. They did like this ramen tour. Like, you know what I mean? And I was thinking about it and I was like, dude, maybe I should just do that.
Honestly, dude. Yeah. I mean, like what you want to do is you want to find a decent prospect, you know. But well, dude, blind date, it has to be a blind date.
He had his pick of the litter, dude. He had like 400 DMs. And the guy is probably really fun to hang out with. But
what are you trying to say, dude?
He's not that, like, you know, attractive.
You saying you wouldn't touch his tallywhacker? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying I wouldn't kiss him. You know, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you for being honest with us about that.
You know.
So did he essentially? I think this is the component that I'm missing. Did he post this on his social media to say, "Hey, I'm going to do a blind date. We're going to go to Japan."
I don't know how he did it, dude. I saw it on a TikTok that was like, you know, like how they read the Reddit stories to you?
Yeah.
It was something like that. And I was like, is this real? Because half of those Reddit stories and stuff, I'm like, that's not real.
Right.
But like, I Googled it. Dude, he's got a full website.
That's pretty sweet.
And I was like, dude, this guy's cool. I like this idea. Thinking out of the box here.
It's almost like he raffled, like he tried to, it's kind of like a raffle social media marketing
ploy, yes,
but for dating.
Exactly. But they get to go to Japan and have like fun with, you know, probably a cool guy, right? And he gets to go on a date with like a cool girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And dude, I was like, way to go, dude. That's sick. And so I was thinking about doing the same thing. Right, but get more creative with it, dude. Like,
wants to take her to a vault,
blind date to the war zone, and we go to Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Blind date to foil a terrorist plot.
Yeah, like blind date. Let's go rescue some hostages. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be fun.
Could be traumatizing. Could be fun. Yeah.
Could be the best way to get to know somebody.
Yeah,
shared trauma, right? You grow together.
Shared trauma, yeah. So what you do now, you know, if shared trauma is your goal, you just hire people to mug you on every date in Nacho Libre style.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, dude.
Yeah,
I like that.
Dude, you're telling me you can't get a couple of those homeless people down in Salt Lake for like, you know, you get them a pizza and you say, hey, this is how it's gonna go down.
I'll give them four cigarettes and they'll do whatever I ask.
Yeah, dude.
Four Marlboro Reds, dude. They'll fight each other, dude.
Dude, did I ever tell you this? I mean, I don't think the ladies appreciated this much as the guys did. But when I must have been around 11. But we were living in the Tri-Cities. We were living in Kennewick. Uh-huh. And my dad and my uncle put together this elaborate date where they had the ladies get all dressed up nice. Okay?
Okay.
Like, hey, we're going to a prom date.
I then, love how this is going.
In front of me. I must have been younger than I was in elementary school, so I was probably like 7.
Uh-huh.
People came into the house in masks and kidnapped my mom and this other guy's wife. It's Lance Merkley, if you know who he is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So kidnapped them and it took them to a place where they were in this, like, I don't know if it was a storage container or what, but like they broke in to save them to the tune of like the Indiana Jones theme music and beat the guys up, beat them up, right? And saved the ladies.
Did they know that this was part of?
No, they knew it was a surprise. They knew something was happening and they had some plans that were going to occur, right?
Okay.
So, but here's the thing, like, I don't know if the ladies actually liked it, like getting fake kidnapped, but that's an awesome, I mean, from a dude's standpoint, that's an awesome date.
Bro,
hey, from a dude, we're going to role play you getting kidnapped and me rescuing you.
Dude, from a dude's standpoint, that's the coolest day ever. I have to call your dad and see how that panned out.
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. I think with some hindsight, it would be good to get some information on how that panned out.
Or there's got to be a way to set it up so that the girl's like at least a little prepared, right? Because I could see how that would get really, that could go bad very quick. Here's the thing.
The guys had masks, right? Scary. Yeah. Oh, no, masks. They had clearly fake weapons. Like the weapons were comically fake, I think.
Okay.
So I think there's a little bit of that as well.
Okay, so like Nerf guns.
And they're saying lines.
Ninja swords.
Like, I'm pretty sure I remember my dad screaming at the door, like, I will find you. You know, something like that.
Dude.
Which is awesome.
That's the coolest thing ever.
To us, it's so cool, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know how the girls liked it, but the guys had a great time.
It's true. Yeah. So there's that.
Oh, man. That is awesome. Dude, that makes me happy. Are you excited for next weekend, dude?
Dude, I'm way stoked. I'm very excited.
So excited.
Getting together, dude. I miss Robbie boy. Hey, okay. So this is the next thing I want to show you. This is a trend on TikTok.
Okay.
And the trend is going to be pretty clear from the get-go. Dude. Oh, I'm sorry.
He's freaking always yelling at me.
My bad.
Just always yelling at me. Just always being mean. All right. Anyway, let's see it.
So, this is the trend. I'm wildlife and fisheries biologist who spent months among grizzly bears. I was only ever attacked once. By a man on a call, my college campus. Oh my gosh,
okay.
Well, I spent the rest of the semester hiking, wouldn't cross paths, safe in the woods with the bears.
And that's a trend?
The trend is this. People being asked, girls being asked, would you rather be alone in the woods with a man or a bear? And they're saying bear all the time. And it's just ridiculous to me. Like,
why
is it ridiculous?
Yeah.
Do you want to be in the confined? Because when I'm given this situation, right?
Yeah.
You say alone in the woods with a bear. That means to me, the bear's right there. You're in front of the bear. You're messing with the bear, right?
Right.
The bear. It's not like the bear is like miles and miles away.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, and probably the same thing with a guy, right?
Yeah, it means you're right. You're right there. The guy's right there, or the bear's right there. That's your pick.
Is it a random pick of guys and bears?
It's random.
Or is it just? I mean, because if it's a homeless guy, like I'll pick the bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. So what we should be saying is like, let's say average. Let's pick an average. Let's pick an average bear. Let's pick an average guy. Right?
Okay.
And statistical anomalies, you know, whatever.
I feel like the average bear is just going to run away, to be honest.
Will it, dude?
I feel like it might.
Will a grizzly run away if you're right there next to a grizzly? It might.
I think so. But I think most of them do, yeah. But is it a grizzly bear or is it just average bear?
Who would you say bear?
If it's a polar bear, you're done, dude. That's it. That's game over.
Okay, this is
your brunch, dude, and it's Sunday.
When we went on the hike last year, like me and my family, right? It was my siblings and my dad.
You're talking about the one that ended up walking like
we walked 7 extra miles. Not a big deal.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a good time.
Hey, dude. Nice.
Extra credit.
Yeah.
But there was a bear, and at one point we were like, this bear is like kind of close to us.
Wait, how did you know? You saw him?
We saw the bear, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. It followed us for a little bit, and we tried to like gain some momentum to get away from it. And then eventually it went away, and that was cool.
You didn't charge it, dude?
No, I didn't
charge it and get all big?
No, but guess what? But I wouldn't have known what to do if it came near us, right?
Then you're just supposed to get big.
I don't know if getting big works.
Which is easy for me, dude.
Yeah, it's easy for me as well. Just get huge.
freaking huge.
But most people, it's crazy to me that people say a bear, because if you get attacked by a bear or a man, right?
Yeah, you're probably going to survive the man.
I'd rather be attacked by the man.
Yeah, definitely. And, yes, 100%.
And I'd much rather be raped by a man than a bear.
Well, the bear's not going to rape you.
Sounds terrible. You don't know? I don't know.
They're like, it's going to rape you and then eat you.
The bear's probably not going to rape you. It's probably just going to eat you alive.
Yeah, it's going to eat you.
Yeah, you're going to look down at it gnawing off your leg as it doesn't care that you're still alive screaming.
My dad showed me pictures of a bear attack when I was like a kid, which was kind of, now that I think about it, it's like kind of weird that I got shown that. But I wanted to see it, you know what I mean?
He's like, all right, son, before we watch our daily terrorist beheadings, here's a bear attack.
Yeah, dude. I think he was showing me how big the bear was because it's the biggest bear they ever killed in Alaska.
Right.
And dude, when it stood up, it was like 13 feet tall. It was huge, dude. The head of it was like as big as a human torso. Gigantic.
Yeah.
3-inch claws on its like head size paw. And then it ate like 3 or 4 people and it showed like the remains of one of them. And I'm all, not a lot left.
Yeah.
Not a lot at all.
This is the thing, is the juxtaposition. People are trying to make a point. They say like men are dangerous. And I'm like, they certainly are. And also they are also protectors.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
So my question is,
I would say, this. Go ahead. Sorry.
What if you could be alone with both, right? I'd probably want that than just being alone with the bear. I'd want a man there to help me out with the bear.
Yeah, because right? I bet the two of us could take one bear, dude.
You and me? We could take a bear.
Easy. No. Well, it wouldn't be easy. But I think we'd probably survive for the most
part. I mean, our HP... If there's a couple, would be really low. We'd only have a couple HP points left.
Yeah, but if there's a couple big sticks close by,
special attacks.
Yeah, if my mana was high at the beginning, I think I could. We could get away with 50% HP. But if it wasn't, dude, we're just cutting it close.
We pull in an autocannon sentry that would even the odds.
It would definitely even the odds for sure. But if the bear has bulletproof armor,
that's true. We didn't. What type of bear is this? Is this bear trained in jiu-jitsu? True. You know,
if it's like a black bear, I think they're the smallest ones. Panda bears, not even a problem.
Not a problem.
Unless they know karate, then it's different.
Yeah,
those ones are. They get scared.
Anyway, dude, I don't know. I just thought it was. I thought it was crazy. It's like, okay, you've been attacked by a man. I get it. That sucks.
Was that a guy? I thought that was a guy that posted that. Was that a girl?
No, that was a chick. She says she got attacked on because I went specifically to this person's account to like explore. But yeah, they're they look like.
I'm gonna make an unpopular opinion. What is going on? What are they playing?
No, they're just really into romance with video game characters.
Oh, gotcha.
And bears. I'm just kidding. No.
Dude, I'm just, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Never mind. It's an unpopular opinion. I don't know.
Say it, dude. That's what we're here for.
Some people claim they get attacked, and it's like, what's the definition? What's your definition of attacked? Right? Because people claim abuse a lot, and they're like, yeah, he was emotionally abusive, and it's like, well, hold on. That's not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Did you get into a physical altercation with a guy?
Did they say mean words about you? Did you say mean words about them?
Yeah, like, what happened? Because if you got attacked and it was just words exchanged, right? If you say you got attacked and, like, I don't know. It just depends, like what attacked means to you.
It freaking depends, dude. It depends.
And
adult diaper brand depends.
Yeah. And some people need to wear that because they're a bunch of weenies, dude. They're a bunch of babies.
They've soiled themselves.
Because they don't know how to act as adults. Go be an adult.
Go be an adult. Yeah, so that's the news. People would rather be alone in the woods with bears than men, and that's cool.
Oh, dude, I was going to ask you, for Memorial Day, are we... You're coming down here?
Yep, that's okay. Are
we going to Kyle's place?
Kyle's place, but dinner, you know...
is wherever.
At the location of your choosing, birthday boy.
Let's do it, dude.
Guys, Dalton is turning 69 years old.
Nice.
Nice. Openness to retire, but never going to.
Dude, I look great for 69.
For 69? You look amazing.
Dude, I just got some peptides.
Oh, did you really?
Got 157.
Someone is a scientist.
Got some 157.
So the question is, where did you get them?
I don't know. Some website.
Nice. Okay, good. It's good to know.
From the dark.
I was curious if you had to,
make sure. I made sure it was legal, so it's all legal.
It's legal.
Yeah.
They're research chemicals, but it's legal.
I don't think these ones are research chemicals.
I mean, I think they are. I think you need a prescription unless... so.
No, I think there's certain ones.
I think BPC 157.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not on the controlled substance list.
It just got reclassified as a higher level substance. You'd think you definitely need a prescription.
What?
Yes.
Maybe.
We'll have to get into the weeds of this later, but Dalton is guilty until proven... he's innocent until proven guilty.
I checked with multiple credible sources.
Were the credible sources just guys that take it?
Law enforcement officers.
That still is like...
because we started talking about it, because I'm like, well, it's not approved by the FDA, and he's like, yeah, but there's a ton of things that aren't approved by the FDA that aren't controlled substances that you can still consume.
Yes,
and I'm like,
chemical law means that you can use it, you can acquire it for the purpose of research, right?
Well, I'm researching. So,
yeah, that's the loophole. When you go on the Reddit forums and people talk about this, they talk about it like this. They say, okay, today I've given my rat this much. And so they say everything like they're talking about their test subject, but it's just them.
It's really?
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, my rat
has been doses diarrhea, and everything,
but the abs are coming in leaner for the rat. And, you know, they say things like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Haven't taken them. So I don't know.
Hey, well, dude, I hope they work out. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm not going to take them if they're illegal. I wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, you would never do that.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'd never do that.
No.
Ew.
Ew,
gross.
I'm going to order the hard
ketones. Ew, brother, ew.
The hard ketones for your birthday party.
Ew, brother.
Ew, brother. I started watching What We Do in the Shadows. Again, I had watched like one or two seasons of it.
I don't know why, but when you started saying that, I thought you were going to say What We Do in the Shower. And I'm like, what?
I started watching What We Do in the Shower. It's really nuanced show. It's all about shower stuff.
Like, what?
It's really deep, actually. No. What We Do in the Shadows is like a comedic vampire sitcom show that's based off
of
a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, that actually looks fantastic. Pretty funny.
It is. It's really good. It's really good. I think you'd like it a lot. But
oh, dude, what time is the sunset? Did you see the Northern Lights the other day? Sorry.
Oh, I did. Have you not seen him?
No, dude. I saw him. Dude, the only time I've ever seen the Northern Lights was... Do you remember? It was like my 25th birthday, I think, or 24th. And we had the bonfire at the dunes with Mark. Mark was there. You remember your older roommate, Mark?
Yeah.
I think Tanner Moline was there. Celesi, I think.
Was...
Becca was there.
Was Marie there?
No.
Okay. I think I remember, though. I think I remember being there with all of them.
And there was like... I remember seeing like these green lights in the sky and being like, what the heck is that? It's like moving. And they were like, oh, it's the Northern Lights.
Yeah, dude, you can see them a lot up here, like throughout certain portions of the year. It's just sick, the dude. Main thing that's really hard. So obviously there was some geomagnetic storm or whatever that made it so a lot of people could see him.
Made it awesome.
Or a government project, who knows. But the visibility with city light filtration is a whole problem. So you have to go out like pretty far out and be in a rural place to see it.
I tried to do it yesterday and I couldn't see him.
Yeah, if you take a long exposure photo, you're more likely to see it than with your naked eye.
Oh, well, that's lame, dude. I don't want to see it.
See it for real, dude.
Yeah, I want to see it with my naked eyes.
I don't want to see it through this prism of technological witchcraft.
Yeah, I want to see it with my own naked peepers,
dude.
Yeah,
he wants to be a peeping Tom and see that with his own peepers.
I want to see that the drip that the sun gives off, dude.
Yeah, that drippy drip, dude. That drippy drip.
And right, I didn't see it, so I was disappointed.
So there's this person. I think we actually compared her to someone you knew, but she's getting quote unquote canceled.
You sent me something about that, but I didn't see what it was.
Yeah, so she made a TikTok, which was, you know, her showing up for the Met Gala.
Okay.
And the Met Gala is a silly, silly thing because it's like really weird fashion. I don't know what it is. The best comparison is that it's like the Capitol in Hunger Games. And that's what everyone says. It's like everyone dressed up really weird for no reason other than fashion, right?
Seems ridiculous.
Yeah. So
seems ridiculous, donkey.
She made this TikTok. I'll show you right here.
Let them eat cake. He took the bomb.
All right. So that's the gist of it. Okay. She said, let them eat cake, which is a quote from Marie Antoinette. Essentially, like, if you're familiar with the historical story, she said that because the peasants didn't have enough food in an entirely unrelatable way that, like, no, they don't have cake. They've never had cake, right? They don't even have food, right?
They don't have bread. They're like, let them eat cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the historical context of that. And so people are like, down with her. And then I see a bunch of people making videos. Like, she made an apology video. She's like, I'm a normal person. Like, I really don't do it. And then people are like, you're not normal. You live in this fancy. Like, people are analyzing your life. Like, you live in this fancy apartment. You do all these things. You're not normal. And so
I don't get what's wrong with her saying that, though. I feel like she's making fun of all the other celebrities there.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Yeah.
Is that not what she was doing?
No. I mean, people think she was making fun of the poor, right?
Oh, gotcha. And who cares?
They use an example of her like making a joke in the past, being like, yeah, we don't go there with all the poors. Like, she said something like that. And I'm like, that's a type of joke I would make.
Yeah, 100%.
In the state of poverty, I would make that joke.
Yes.
Right? I'm pretty sure I've made jokes like that, being as broke as I've ever been in my life, about like, no, I wouldn't associate with the poles. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah. 100% I've done that. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't be seen dead in such a...
And I also just, I don't get, unless you, like, the only worldview this leads to is Marxism. Because it's like, so should we hate her because she's successful?
No.
Right?
No. She's doing great,
probably. I don't think so. But they think because there's inequality in the world, because there's some people that are successful and some people that are not, right? Uh-huh. That them simply having more is a moral wrong. And I just don't think that's true. That's a Marxist socialist view.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
The world simply just isn't fair, dude.
It's not fair.
And there's no way to make it fair.
And the reason I know that is because people have complimented my biceps for as long as I've been an adult man. Okay. I've been blessed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I had to work for mine.
You had to work for yours. Okay. Some people have blessings, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Some people are blessed with hotness. Some people are blessed with good health. Some people are blessed with skills and talents that they can market and make a living off of.
Yeah.
And hers is, I think she does modeling. I don't know.
Yeah, what do influencers even do, man? I've thought about that the other day. I asked somebody that. I'm like, what do they do? What do you do?
Well, they
just make videos all the time, I guess.
This is what they do. They have enough people looking at them, attention wise. They have garnered the attention of enough people that them using products or goods or services
yeah
comes with money.
Yeah, it does.
And thus, we shall garner the influence and we shall exert our control.
It will be ours.
We'll be ours. Yeah, I like so it. Anyways, that's just a quick rant. I don't think people need to be canceled for making jokes about pores because, heck, I joke about the rich, I joke about the poor, and we're in the same income bracket roughly, but we're like, what, middle class? It moves all the time. This is the other thing. There's this thing like the expansion needs. This guy was making a video ranting about this girl, and he's like, the inequality is worse than in Marie Antoinette's time in America. And yeah, I said,
right.
Well, here's what you would have to do. You'd have to say, okay, are there really, really rich people and like really, really poor people? Yes. Yeah. Also, is starvation the biggest problem in the country? It's actually not. Obesity is a more prevalent problem than starvation in this country. And yeah, it's also surpassed it worldwide, by the way.
Right.
So
he's probably right. There probably is a bigger inequality.
Sure.
But the comparison's not nearly the same.
No, it's not the same. And the reason it's not the same is because of this thing that Keynesian economics did not expand to encompass, which was like the left-leaning economics. There is an expansion of needs, right, that occurs that people, quote-unquote, need. And we know that because today, even the poorest people have things that a king... Well, the poorest people in America, let's say.
Right.
That even a king would covet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you take a rundown apartment that has AC, that has cooking appliances. They probably have Wi-Fi. They probably have all these different things, right?
Yeah.
They have a computer in their pocket. This is a state of living that's incredible. But because you have this expansion of needs, right? So.
You have food available to you basically 24/7.
Dude. How crazy that we could just go to a grocery store and be like, I want this.
Dude, have you ever thought if there was just no grocery stores? Like, why would you?
Yeah, well, I think about that all the time.
I do too. It's just freaking stressful.
I know. That's why I'm like bow hunting time, you know?
Yeah.
I think about bow hunting a lot because I feel like it would be easier to reuse and repurpose arrows than bullets.
Yeah, for sure. It's just harder to do.
It's harder to do, dude. Anyways, those good rants. On a lighter note, you know, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are expecting a child. So now we know.
Don't they already have one?
No, they do not.
Oh, they don't, huh?
No. And so now we know that Justin Bieber is not a castrati.
Oh, like
he's fertile.
Good for him. Unless it's not his baby.
Unless it's not his baby.
So I guess we still don't know.
I don't know why I saw something that was so funny to me on this. Because someone's like, and just like that, O.J. Simpson has been reincarnated into the world. I was like, what? Like, there's no connection, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe there is. Maybe people know there's more connections. But the idea of, like, O.J. Simpson dying and then just being reincarnated as Justin Bieber's son is so funny.
That's awesome. Oh, dude, good for them, man.
Good for them, dude. They did it.
They're going to have a family.
They're going to have a family.
A family. Very honorable.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else in the news, but I'll tell you what's not in the news. This cut.
I'm looking good.
It's going down.
My arms are getting smaller, I think, though.
I ate a ton last night. After not eating that much all day, like I had some sweet treats, but I'm overall doing really good.
What'd you eat? What was your sweet treats?
Dude, they have they finally got a chip here.
Oh,
yeah, like it's a cookie place.
They didn't have one already.
No, they just had crumbles up here.
Oh,
I know. In Utah, capital of cookie connoisseurs, they have all types of dessert shops. Look, dude. Utah with the dessert shops is like, it's getting decadent, dude. It's getting crazy.
It's awesome, though. I love it. Well, not right now.
What's the homie Jake's place? Spilled Milk. What do they do? Is it like an ice cream thing?
What?
Yeah. The what's his name? Jake Gardner.
He has like his own thing.
Yeah, he's got like two locations now.
Wait, the one that was married to Kenna?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. He's an accountant.
No. No.
No way.
Yeah, he did real estate and then that.
He was an accountant, though.
Maybe, yeah.
Really, dude? That is fascinating to me.
Yeah, if you look up Spilled Milk in Utah, that's his place.
Really? Is that on his Instagram?
It's probably somewhere in his Instagram. Let's see. We got a website here, Spilled Milk Ice Cream and Cereal Bar. I'm going to share this so you can really...
Oh, dude, that's crazy.
You can partake.
Oh, yeah, so he has a franchise.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, it looks good.
Yeah, so it's a ice cream and cereal bar.
And cereal, huh?
Looks like it, dude. Look at that, dude. Orange dreamsicle shape, so it's look like they're putting cereals in shakes.
Oh, I don't think we follow each other.
Spreading world peace. Aha, I see what they did there. World.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Nice, nice.
Dude, cool, he's gotten married two times. I can't even get married once.
Dude, some people are just better at it.
Some people are, dude.
Here's the thing. I'm ahead of you on the scoreboard, but there's still time for you to catch up.
As far as kids?
No, marriages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could supersede you pretty quick.
Dude. Yeah, dude, you could supersede me in terms of kids too. You could have triplets right away.
I could also just marry somebody with kids, and then
you could insta dad. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do that though.
Why not?
I've already tried it. Didn't work out very well.
Didn't work out very well. Anyways, well, the cut's going well, and I'm feeling really motivated to continue it.
Dude, I did. I started. I don't know if I'm going to continue. But I was running a little bit low on protein yesterday. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make this up. So I made a protein shake using a cup of egg whites and a scoop of protein powder, and I just drank it. And
nice.
Wasn't bad.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Did you experience later on, at any point, diarrhea?
No, I don't think so.
That was the one thought I had about that. I was like, would that cause diarrhea? Doesn't even make sense, but yeah.
No, I don't think it did.
Awesome. Time for eggs, dude.
Yeah. They're better cooked. I'll say that. Well, it's a mental thing, dude. It really doesn't taste like anything. It's just like tastes like water.
That's crazy.
Well, especially when you mix it with like, you know what I mean? When you mix it with like your pre-workout,
yeah,
it just tastes like, you're like, it's whatever, it's not a big deal.
What type of protein you using these days?
Gold standard.
Nice.
Yeah,
I use that, and I found a new brand at Costco that I'm trying out right now.
Yeah, you're saying you like it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't love the flavor.
Oh, really?
Well, it's because typically I get vanilla flavored stuff. I don't like the chocolate as much.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a psychopath.
That's me, dude. Psychopath.
Wild.
So, but they only had chocolate. But it's pretty good. It's not bad.
I like it. I like the chocolate. That's how I like my protein.
Yeah, dude.
Say you're not a big deal.
Nice, dude. Nice. Well, let's say ta-ta to the kids, unless you have anything else.
No. Love you guys a long time.
Love you so much.
Miss you.